Hey guys, back again here. We're going to talk about the Valyrian tank from UL. Now that's spelled V-A-L-Y-R-I-A-N. Valyria, Game of Thrones, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's not like Valyrian like the herb, but it sounds the same, Valyrian. And so this is a sub-ohm tank. It's got 0.15 ohm coils, so that's 0.15 ohm coils. It's a quad coil slash dual parallel build thing that they've been doing for years and years and years and years, calling it a quad coil. It's A1 Canthal, not stainless steel, which was sort of a surprise because UL has been known for their stainless coils. This is Canthal. Reviewers have stated before that it's not exactly packed full of wicking material, so you know, perhaps that is why you get so much airflow and so much flavor and stuff. Now, you get a lot of spares with this. You get a spare drip tip, you get a spare glass, you get a spare coil, you get O-rings, and you get these little pins. Not like a typical pin, like, you know, hairpin or something, but like a fucking 510 pin. And so what you can do with these is they control the airflow. Well, they manipulate the airflow in a different way from just spinning your freaking AFC ring. By the way, the airflow ring is stopped on both sides, like the Crown 3. Unlike the Crown 3, it's crazily, you know, easy to spin. It's not, like, loose, but it's very easy to spin. It's buttery smooth, and it's easy to spin. So if you've got hand issues, carpal tunnel, or, you know, something else, some kind of condition that, you know, really affects your ability to do that, this won't be a real big issue for you because, you know, it's got a lot of knurling on it. The steel itself is machined extremely well. No fuckery, no burrs, nothing like that. But it's nice, kind of a ridged knurling on here. Wonderful to grab, smooth on your hands. There's no sharp edges on it, but it's easy to grab and spin that airflow ring. This thing has tons of airflow, even with those pins in there. What those pins do is they allow you to affect the airflow in a different way. They, you know, come in from the 510, so you just pull out the regular 510, you know, push it out with a screwdriver or something, and then you can pop in these other pins. There's like a corkscrew looking one, and then there is like a light bulb, Christmas light slash, you know, dildo-y looking, you know, kind of a bulbous looking one. Okay, and supposedly they affect the flavor and such. I haven't really noticed a huge difference. I have the light bulb one in there now because having that flat pin is just stupid amounts of airflow. This thing is crazy airflow with any of those pins in there, but the light bulb one is kind of my favorite. And because it's the mediocre one, it's not stupidly fucking, you know, restricted compared to having it open. But I don't notice that much flavor. I mean, why don't you just control that with your airflow ring? Well, there's two reasons, I guess. Number one, it may perhaps, you know, change the flavor. I don't know. I haven't noticed a big difference, but I've only had it for a week, so leave me alone. The other thing is that it controls the vibe of the airflow. So it controls how it vapes, you know what I mean? It's not super wide open and super this or that. It's kind of a smoother, different kind of a vape with one of those pins in there. So it does, you know, kind of change the feel when you have that ring wide open, you know, when you have your AFC ring all the way open. As I said before, the AFC is stopped on both sides, so it's not a Crown 3 where it's real stiff and hard to turn. The tank itself is flat, so it's a flat line, sort of, you know, straight lines all the way up and down like a VCT Pro or a TFE8. You know, there's not a lot of steel on it, so it's mostly glass. 5 mils of capacity. They do have a bubble, which is an 8 mil capacity bubble, which is pretty fucking awesome. I'm glad to see companies are starting to do that now. The TFE12 Prince is actually coming with a bubble for it. There's some other ones that are coming with bubbles too. You can buy the Crown bubble, or I mean, I'm sorry, the Valyrian bubble for this, I believe, from UL directly, or find it on a site or something, or find an aftermarket version, which is not glass. Anyways, flavor. That's what we're here for. Oh, this apple pie vape is freaking excellent out of here. I would say it's kind of like the TFE8 with the Q4 coil in there, with your airflow at about halfway. So about halfway on the airflow, You get a real deep, zesty flavor, but you also get like a cleanliness that's not really present in smoke coils. And I'm not saying that smoke is a dirty vape or a dirty taste, but there's a specific kind of a flavor that, you know, it's like a type of a brand that, you know, each tank company, you know, each of these manufacturers has their own style and their own brand and shit. So it's going to taste different. Perhaps a better example would be, you know, vape the Clito 120 and then blend this with like the TFE8 quad coil and the Crown 3. So basically they have a threesome and pop out the Valerian. That's basically what happened. You have a nice latched top fill system where you push a button, it pops open. Underneath that, you've got the Crown 3 sort of oval-shaped fill holes. You can check it the same way. You know, you pop the button like this, push, it comes open. You flop it open, you fucking bung your juice into one of the side holes, and then pop it shut, and everything's happy. 50 to 120 watts. I usually keep mine at about 90 to 100. The spare drip tip is also a 510 wide bore, same type of deal. It fits the Crown 3, it fits the TFE4, those kinds of things. So if you wanted to just swap out and use some different drip tips on other devices, you fucking totally could do that. So cons first, it's a big tank. If you don't like that, that's tough. Not a lot of wicking, so perhaps if you're a chain vapor and you vape hot, this might not be the one for you, because it's kind of a cooler vape. It's not like a blaster like the TFE8 or the 12, okay? With those octuples in there. The coils come in two packs, which isn't a real big problem because they're priced reasonably. I mean, they come in two packs. It's about $8 for, you know, two coils, $8 to $10. If you're getting any more than about $8 or $9 for two packs of coil or two, you know, two coils, you're getting fucked. So, you know, go somewhere else. So it's not a real big problem because, you know, the TFE 8 and 12 series are like, you know what, $15 for three coils. So, I mean, you're paying the same amount for the coils. You're just getting less in a pack. I think that's a bit stupid because they're not the biggest coils I've ever seen in my fucking life. Come on, UL, what the fuck is this two pack shit? So there's a con there. I don't know how long this latch for the top fill will hold up, but so far, I mean, I've had it for a week, so I really don't know yet, but so far it's doing very good. Very stiff press down on it when you're done. It's a nice, you know, hard press. You've really got to let it know you want to close it. So, I mean, it's secure when it's closed. You know, no leaking or anything whatsoever. So now we're going into pros. Flavor's awesome. Vapor's awesome. You can really fuck with the airflow with the AFC ring and the little pins. You know, that kind of shit. It's loud, I guess that's a con, but, you know, the pro of that is you can always just adjust that airflow down and really change the way it vapes. I mean, you could get a Crown 3 vape out of the Valerian. I would say that the Crown 3 has, like, a narrower type of vape, like a different... It's not as wide of a frequency, you know, wide of a spectrum for flavor versus this thing, where you really do get a full-fledged, balanced fucking vape. It's crispy. It's got everything you'd want in there. I think that's it. You know, $30-$40 online. Any more than that, you're getting ripped off. That's it, guys. I mean, I think like one little con or one little thing to note is when you have those pins in there sometimes, the balance, you know, where the heat comes from in the drip tip, it might seem like it's kind of drifting off to one side, like it's not hot throughout the whole drip tip, you know, or vaporous through the whole drip tip. But you're getting the same fucking flavor and shit, so it doesn't matter too much to me. I mean, it took me a couple of minutes to get used to it, but whatever. I've got this on the Icon 200. What is this? Icon 200 and probably about 110 watts. It's good. It's awesome. It's not stupid hot, so you can vape it and vape it and vape it and vape it. I love it. Peace out, guys.